This is the ICANN 61 ALAC and Regional Leaders Work Session, Part 1, on the 10th of March, 2018, from 9 a.m. to 10:15 a.m. in 102 ABC with ALAC.
We are on the hour. Can please people please take their seats? Can someone read out what the Adobe Connect link is?
It's in the agenda.
I know it's in the agenda. I don't have the agenda up. Participate.icann.org/ Microphone.
Microphone.
Participate.icann.org/SJU61.
What do we call it?
Dash. 102 ABC.
Thank you. All right, thank you. Welcome to ICANN 61 in Puerto Rico. Some of us didn't think we were actually going to get here. And thank you to our local hosts. I think this is going to be an interesting meeting. We've done a number of things differently than we have in the past. We'll be talking about that in a couple of minutes, but just to highlight it right now, normally we have about 12 or 13 hours of ALAC regional leader meetings. I think this time we have 18. We've tried really hard to make sure that we've allocated enough time so we're not continually cutting people off. And hopefully it'll make for a really productive meeting. We've also reduced the number of sessions, number of topics, to things that we thought had to be covered at this point. So I hope it'll be interesting. To start off, since we seem to have most people around the table, and we have a fair number of new people, one reason or another, I'd like to go around the table. I'd like to first of all have the ALAC members from the various regions introduce themselves. We'll start with Africa.
Tijani Benjamo.
If you give the country you're from, just to we'll give people a flavor.
I'm from Tunisia, Africa.
Thank you.
Hadia Minyawi from Egypt, Africa.
And Shun, I understand, has been delayed.
He's in Atlanta.
Shun Odejeji is in Atlanta. He's coming from Nigeria, so that's not a bad way. Well, all of our flights were canceled a couple of times, at least many of us. All right. Asia, Australasia, and Pacific Islands. Maureen, you're one of those.
Yes, I'm one of those. I can start, I think. Maureen Hilliard, ALAC, AP Rallo, and from the Cook Islands.
Kylie Han from China. Cheryl Langdonor, I'm from Australia and I'm the ALEX GNSO liaison.
Javier Rua Jovet from Puerto Rico. Welcome to Puerto Rico. Bienvenidos, bienvenidas. My plane made it on time. I'm so glad you're all here. It's going to be a great meeting, and it's great for us to have you here. It's really meaningful to. It's going to be really important, at least to the convention center, you know, yes. Industry. But it's a great statement to have a big convention now. I hope the word of mouth spreads out that nobody died and everybody did fine.
At least not yet.
And ALEC, thanks.
And I'd like to note, at 6 minutes into the meeting, I have officially lost control. I did say we're going to be introducing ALEC people in order of the regions. Back to AP Railo. We also have Holly Raich, who is not here. She's in the RDS-PDP meeting. And next we have Europe. I have learned the alphabetical order of our regions.
I'll go first. Thanks, Javier, for having us. My name is Bastian Goslings, ALEC member for Uralo, and I'm from the Netherlands.
Do we have anyone else here from Europe?
Sébastien Bachelet from France. Thank you.
Anyone else? Any other ALEC members from Europe?
I would like
the chair does not recognize the non-ALEC member.
The chair should recognize someone who should introduce our third ALEC member from Europe, who
please
is
go ahead.
Missing from the room, and is Andrei Kolesnikov, currently in the room next door with the ESSAC, as he is the newly selected ESSAC liaison. And thank we're very proud of that in Europe.
As well you should be. Latin America, Caribbean.
Yeah. Uri Lange for the liaison to the GEC.
I've now lost control twice, three times, including Olivier. When I took this job, I showed a video about herding cats. I think I'll do make it an annual event. Latin America, Caribbean. ALEC members from the Latin American. Do we have any?
Go ahead, Alberto.
Thank you. I hope this loss of control becomes a trend in this meeting. I'm Alberto Soto, Latin America and the Caribbean. I'm from Argentina and the location of Marcos Paz. Thank you. Ricardo.
Hi, everybody. I'm Bartlett Morgan. I'm a Jamaican living and working in Barbados.
Thank you. And last but not least, North America.
I have a question. I'm not the ALEC member, but yes. I'm the chair of LACRALO.
And we will be getting to them.
It will become later.
I foolishly thought it would make more sense to show all of the ALEC members, then go on to regional liaisons and regional leaders. Obviously, the group does not agree. North America, Alan Greenberg, Canada.
John LaPreeze, North America, or United States.
And we had Javier, who already introduced himself out of order. All right, thank you very much. Can we have any liaisons who did not already do so? Can you introduce yourself, please? Liaisons. Yuri, you never did do that, so you can. At least I don't think you did. You did?
Sorry. I did, actually, but I can't do it twice. With your answer, put the liaison to the GEC.
Yes, I'm just introducing myself as the CCN, soon to depart CCNSO liaison.
And of course, we have Andre, who is not here. Regional leaders, Asia Pacific, do we have any? Africa, do we have any?
Yes. Good morning, everyone. Sarah Kiden from Uganda, currently living in South Africa.
And the chair, Mohamed El-Bashir, could not be with us due to illness. Asia Pacific.
Hi, I'm Satish Babu, chair of IPRELU. I'm from India.
Ali Al-Mishal, vice chair from Bahrain.
Thank you, Europe.
Olivier Crépin-Leblanc, chair of IPRELU. Unfortunately, our secretary is not able to make it here, so I'm the only leader for Europe, supposedly.
Latin America, Caribbean.
Muchas gracias.
Thank you very much. I'm Humberto Carrasco from Chile, chair of LACRALO. And I wanted to apologize the absence of our secretary, who I presume will be joining us during the meeting. Thank you.
Is Maritza here?
No, he
oh, sorry. And lastly, but not least, North America.
Eduardo Díaz, Narralo Chair. Well, bienvenidos a Puerto Rico.
Welcome to Puerto Rico.
Good morning, Glenn McKnight, Secretariat, and from Canada.
Thank you. And we have some guests for our Indigenous Ambassadors program, but I don't believe any of them are here at this point. So we will introduce them at some later date. Where are we? Sorry.
How about the other guests?
Sebastian. Okay. If you're going to speak, you have to speak with the microphone, number one. Okay.
Okay. There's
but it's just that mic.
Okay. Somebody will stand back. So former secretary at Narralo, but we also have a couple of our ALSs who are here. We have John Moore,
okay,
who is from ISOC DC. Okay.
We have a couple of our NOMCOM delegates in the room. If any of them are here, would you like to introduce yourself? Just come up to this microphone. A microphone at the table is probably the easiest quick way.
I'm Nadra Al-Arash. I'm also from IPRELU, ALAC, IPRELU delegate. And we are here also this for outreach to recruit more people. So we encourage you to, whatever you know, just bring them on board. Yeah, thank you.
Aziz Hilary, I am from Morocco, a former IPRELU chair, and now I am NOMCOM member.
Okay. Could I ask Heidi to introduce the staff that are here and mention the ones that aren't?
Okay, thank you. Hi, everyone. This is Heidi Ulrich. I'm the lead for at-large staff support. I'm going to have my team introduce themselves, and then we do have some that are not here and some new ones coming. So I'll just go with Sylvia.
Hello, everyone. My name is Sylvia Vivanco. I am from Lima, Peru, and my position is RALO manager.
Hello, everyone. I'm Evan. I'm based in Istanbul, and I'm the new policy coordinator and support.
Welcome all. Yeshim Nazar, based in Istanbul office. I'm the senior support coordinator.
Good morning and welcome to Puerto Rico. I'm Gisela Gruber. I'm based in the UK of South African origin. And I manage the at-large staff support team, so we'd like to welcome you to this session, and we do have some housekeeping afterwards.
Thank you, everyone. This is Heidi again. And we do have some additional staff. So I also, because of that, we have a transition that has just officially ended. So Ariel Liang, who was the policy analyst, is now with the GNSO. As Evan mentioned, she is now taking those responsibilities on. So we're very happy about that. Because of that gap now in the support staff, we will have Claudia Ruiz, who many of you have noticed in the AC rooms, and she's doing call management support. She will be here starting Tuesday, so you will get to know her. I'm also very happy to announce that our new 50% person, Andrea Glandon, she is here. You will be meeting her today at the outreach event with ALAC and the NCUC, and you'll be seeing her, so we're really pleased about that. Also, Mario Ullman, he's working on ALS relations. He's actually at the booth right now looking at that, so he'll be here presenting tomorrow on some of his ideas on ALS engagement. Thank you.
Thank you. I will say I've rearranged the schedule without telling anyone. So if we're ready for it, can we now do housekeeping?
Thank you, Alan. This is Gisela for the transcript, and I'd be delighted to do the housekeeping. We have many familiar faces here, but we also have new faces, and even the familiars do sometimes forget some of the housekeeping. I'd like to just point out that at the back of the room, we have interpretation, English, Spanish, and French. This allows everyone to participate in an equal manner. And in order to maximize the use of this interpretation, we'd like to remind everyone, as we do during the conference calls, to please state your names every time you speak. The interpreters, A, don't know all of you, and B, cannot necessarily see your names on the table. So for the other language channel to know who's speaking, also when we listen to the recordings, and we will remind people during the sessions to please state their names every time they speak, to speak at a reasonable speed to allow for accurate interpretation. Even if we're running out of time, it won't help if we speak any faster. And also, when we have questions to ask, we have tent cards, and if you could please raise those. If you are in the Adobe Connect room, we will also be looking at raised hands there, and there will be a queue taker, so we will be noting the order of the people raising their hands. And also, if we could please remind people to be back at a timely manner after the coffee breaks, so that we can start the sessions on time. If there are any issues during the session, we will interrupt just for our interpreters, or if we have any technical issues. And then also, while I've got the microphone, I'd just like to remind everyone that the most accurate information is on our wiki page. We do check the ICANN schedule to make sure the changes have been noted there as well. But we've had a change of session on Sunday lunch, and I will also be sending reminder emails out for that. But all the agendas are on our wiki pages, and all updates will be noted there. For the gala on Monday, while I've got the microphone, tickets will be available at the .pr booth on Sunday and Monday. However, we have been told that we will be granted access to the gala with our lanyards, with our name badges. So if you have that with you, it shouldn't be a problem. And we will keep you updated throughout the week with any further housekeeping. I can just wish you a great time here in Puerto Rico. Thank you for your local hospitality, Javier, Alfredo, and Eduardo, and wishing you a very successful week. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I'm going to reemphasize the starting on time. In the past, I think the best we ever did, and I use best in quotes, was we managed to start at minute 25 of a 30-minute meeting with other guests coming in afterwards. That's really not nice for the people who have had their session cut by a factor of, I don't know, 5/6 or something. And, of course, that means we delay everyone else. So please try to be back on time. I understand occasionally it doesn't work. Occasionally I won't be here at the right time. But luckily I have vice chairs who will start the meeting anyway. But we really do need to have people who are back and sitting at the table and not having conversations for the first 20 minutes of our sessions. One of the things that Gisela didn't mention is you'll notice these funny little robots in the middle of the room. Those are cameras. They automatically home in on where you're speaking from most of the time. So just be aware. You can see. It's quite fun watching them try to figure out where you are. It's one of the implications, by the way, of moving your microphones. If you move them too much, then they'll focus on where the microphone should have been. And we will be having a couple of votes, at least one vote during this meeting, and that will be to confirm Barack Otiano as our new CCNSO liaison, effective the end of the meeting. I don't believe at this point we're going to be having any other votes, although they may come up. Most of our votes can be extended to catch people who aren't in the room, so we shouldn't need any proxies at this meeting. But if that changes, we'll let you know. And I think that's about the end of housekeeping. Anyone have any comments, questions on anything we've done to date? The next thing we're going to do is a quick review of some of the key sessions that we'll be having, and then go into preparation for the board meeting. So anything, comments, questions, or whatever on anything we've done to date or something I've missed? Olivier.
Yeah, thank you very much, Alan. Olivier Crépin-Leblanc speaking. Two things that you've missed relating to one thing, which is the tent cards. For people not to lose their tent cards, and if they wish to take the floor from the table to put their tent cards, as demonstrated by Olivier Crépin-Leblanc at present, and for you to recognize that. And then if you do lose your 10 cards, then is there a penalty, or how does that happen? I think Gisela is saying yes.
$5 each.
No, it's a serious thing, because I generally find 10 cards lying all over the place, and it's just a bit of a mess. Thanks.
We do have a modest number of spares, because it does happen. But if you can remember, please take your card with you so you have it for the next meeting. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, Alan. Yeshim speaking. So when leaving the meeting room, either please hand your tent cards back to either me or one of the staff members, or take it with you so we don't lose it. Yeah.
Anything further? All right. As I said, we do have a packed agenda. We have a fair number of sessions on policy. Sometimes we've been criticized that we spent all of our time on administration. Although we will be doing some of that, there are a number of policy issues. We will be talking about both the at-large review and ATLAS, the at-large summit that we're hoping to hold in about a year and a half. When we get to that, we'll get to that in a moment. I have created, which I sent out by email, a sort of a one-page cheat sheet on all of our sessions, which is correct as the time I sent it out. No doubt it will be changed. Perhaps staff could print out a dozen or two dozen of them and let other people get copies if they find it useful. Tijani, please go ahead.
Thank you, Alan. Tijani speaking. I don't know why you didn't mention a vote of ELAC about our position or our comments on the FY19 budget. Since it is now ready, I think that we can vote on it, not today, but later. Since we are here.
Thank you. I didn't mention it because I didn't think of it. Thank you. We will add that to the agenda. Good point. I will make perhaps, before going to the agenda, a brief comment on that. Although we have talked a lot in At Large about the budget because of a number of projected cuts, we didn't do a very good job of creating the statement that Tijani had some problems and he had some delays in doing it, and we ended up, he did one without any real consultation because he timing just got away, and then it came upon me to do a revision of it, and also I did it while I was sitting in airport lounges and on airplanes mainly before my batteries ran out. So we haven't had a lot of time on consultation. It was based completely on the comments that had been made and input we had received. So I don't believe there's too much there that is not going to be supported. But it was not created in the best of possible ways, with people having real chance to comment on the real words. And I apologize for that. Part of that was my fault. And but I believe it is representative of the kinds of issues that we were talking about. And we will, of course, be talking about that more as we go ahead. If I can quickly do the highlights right now. How are we on time? We've got plenty of time. This is an hour and a quarter session?
Until 10:15.
Okay. The first session after this one, in fact, is a review of the budget and both the budget highlights and the ABR. I don't want to spend all of the time complaining about the cuts. I think it's well understood, and I personally am very optimistic that we're going to see some significant changes in that area when the final budget comes out. But I think we do have to emphasize with them that when we see cuts to crop, which were not advertised at all, and the fact they weren't advertised, I find worse than cutting it. A decision to cut it, perhaps just for this year because of the high cost of meetings, but just making it disappear without any clarity, I don't think is acceptable at all. When in the past, when we have done budget requests that involve outreach and engagement, we have typically been told to use crop. Now we have a situation where the additional budget request envelope has been slashed, crop is gone, and our last resort, GSE finding some money, has said they have reduced their funds for that kind of thing. So it's a triple whammy, and clearly we're not going to be very happy about that. This isn't the right time for that full discussion, but I think that will focus part of what we want. But I think we really want to focus, from my point of view, on emphasizing that we're looking for responsible budgets. We're not looking for deficits, but we have to make sure that things are done fair and evenly. Tijani, please go ahead.
Thank you very much, Alan. Tijani speaking. I don't think it is useful to complain between us here about the project, the draft budget. It is better to go to the three sessions that the finance department is organizing during this week. I unfortunately will not be able to attend any of one. I was programmed to attend the working group meeting, but unfortunately, we have a meeting with the board as a co-chair of the CCWG, so I will not be able to attend. So I encourage everyone to go there and to say whatever you want to say. It is there where you can impact any change.
Thank you, Tijani. Sebastian's next.
Thank you very much. Sebastian Bachary speaking. I have nothing against going, every one of us, in those meetings organized by the finance department, but I would like very much that we discuss what is our position on this whole budget. And that's not a simple answer, and I really think that we need to have a global view of this budget, and I hope that someone will be able to give us his input to allow complete discussion on the budget for now, and to see what is the position of ALAC, and not just what we will write for the comments, but how we want to deal with that, how we want to deal with our new power as a member of the Empower community, and then all those issues we may face in the future about this budget. Thank you.
Judith.
Hi, it's Judith Hellison for the record. I disagree with Tijani. I think we do mention it at the planning meeting, but I think we also mention it at our session with Xavier today at 11, because I think it's very important for him to hear us and our point of view, and we may not be able or have the time to get that across as well on the plan at the sessions. And so I think it's very important that he really understands what our point of view is on these budget cuts.
Thank you. I don't believe anyone was saying don't mention it. I just don't think we need 17 people saying the same thing one after the other. And for the record, Xavier will not be here. It'll be Becky Nash and Benedetta Rossi participating remotely. I can't see whose card that is. I think it's Alberto's.
Alberto Soto. Creo que
I believe Alan said something very important regarding crop, and I think this must be the guidance we have to use for everything else related to all other issues related to the budget. He said that for crop, we should have been told in advance before making a cut, before writing it off. They should give us the rationale. And why is this? Because some ALSs had planned activities for this year and they won't be able to carry them out. If we talk about each issue relating it to the budget, we won't be complaining about the cut, but about the way they have dealt with it.
I don't want to make this whole session into the discussion on budget. This was just to be a review of highlighting what the sessions are. If anyone else has a compelling comment, though, please go ahead. No, okay. The next part of that session is Atlas 3. There has been a fair amount of press from a number of people on Atlas 3 communicating a lot of misinformation. The message that has been distributed widely is that we were planning a meeting of 250 people and it's going to cost $5 million. If anyone in this room thinks those numbers are anywhere near accurate, you're in the wrong room. And we will be having a session talking about where we believe we should be going and the what we need to do to get there. Just for the record, those numbers are way off. But we will be talking about that in the Atlas session. And we need to go forward with a single message and a single direction so we're not sending mixed messages to different people. Regardless of the details, the budget is not set at this point. And some people have said it might be jeopardized. It might be jeopardized. And until the actual document or budget is approved, but we have a timing problem we need to address. Who's next? Eduardo? Eduardo next.
Thank you. This is Eduardo for the record. When you say it was off, we want to know if it's off up or down.
No, we're planning on bringing 500 people in a $10 million budget.
That's a joke.
That is a joke. Both of those numbers quoted that have been quoted in the press are high, very high. Alberto. Again, this is not a discussion on the subject. We're just pointing that we will have a session on it. Go ahead.
Sorry, let me.
It was the same question, sir. It has already been asked. Thank you.
All right. I think that's good. That's going to be an interesting session. and we will be having it very shortly. The next session is on the Information Transparency Initiative. It's a relatively complex term, which really means the intent is to make sure that we can find things. At this point, it is a relatively complex project and an expensive project, and we'll be focusing at this point, my understanding is, but that will need to be clarified, just on the ICANN website, which explicitly means excluding the ALAC website and excluding the wiki. And I think we're looking for, I'm personally looking for feedback on that to find out just what it's going to do and will it really solve our problems or not. Judith.
It's Judith Helsing for the record. And if you also want additional work, the Technology Task Force is going to be having them talk about that, as this has been one of our issues with them for a while. So come to our Technology Task Force on Wednesday at 9 a.m.
Thank you. The next session is with GSE. One of the focuses of that will be not different from the budget one, in that a lot of our discussions with GSE are how can we work cooperatively in our various engagement efforts. And again, if indeed we do not see a change in the budget, which I'm optimistic we will, but if we don't see a change in the budget, how do they propose that we continue our engagement work, and how can we work together to do it better? We're not going to have a lot of presentations in that session, I believe, but it's our opportunity to work with the large group in ICANN whose job it is to interact with the community. And I think these are all people that we can be very candid with. A large part of their focus, they are saying in the operational plan, will be on interacting with business, for instance. I didn't see a lot of words that were aimed at the groups that we're talking to, and I think there could be some interesting discussion there. No comments? The next session that I'd like to highlight is the one on GTLDs. GTLDs have been a significant focus, new GTLDs, within At Large. The participation in the PDP from At Large people is not large. So we've been having sessions. We had one at the last meeting and another one here on specific topics, bringing in the track leaders in general to give us a briefing on what's going on there and an opportunity for us to ask questions or try to feed input into the process, or maybe just to entice some people to start participating. When the subgroups meet on a particular subject, they announce it ahead of time. So you can participate without having to, you know, be at every single meeting, but when we're talking about something that you care about, if you're not there, the decisions are going to be made without you. And then afterwards we will get royally upset that it didn't work the way we wanted when we didn't bother saying what we wanted. The topics that we're talking about this meeting are geonames, and that one does have a fair amount of at-large participation in it, community TLDs. We have talked immensely about community TLDs and how wrong it was done last time. If you want it done right this time, maybe we should be talking in those forums. And when I say we, I mean more than me, just me and Cheryl. And Cheryl, as co-chair now, can't speak all that much. So Cheryl has gotten immensely more important and immensely more silent. Applicant support. Few people around At Large seem to care about that. Not clear where that's going. And that is one that is perhaps floundering most because there's been very, very little input. And remember, last time the money came from the ICANN board. It's not likely to come from the ICANN board this time. And if no one's pushing for it, it's just not going to happen. And lastly is pricing. Pricing is an interesting topic. It's not pricing of domains, it's pricing of the TLD. What do we charge for the process? The original policy in the first round was it must be cost recovery, but nothing more than cost recovery of the application processing. I personally believe that is the wrong approach going forward. But again, the majority of people working in this kind of group are ones who are going to apply. They have a vested interest in keeping the price low. Some of them. Some of them don't. We have some people who said, I paid $185,000 for my first one, and that's what everyone should pay, including me if I apply again. Other people are saying something very different. So again, it's a really important topic, and in a time when ICANN says we're short of money, should we really be saying we don't want any of that? Interesting questions, but they're not being, most of them are not being raised. Cheryl, yes, I know.
Thank you very much, Alan. Cheryl Langdonor for the record. And yes, I am guilty as charged in terms of being one of the co-chairs of the subsequent procedures for new GTLD's PDP process. What I'd like to just encourage you to do in preparation for this afternoon's session, and as Alan's outlined, these are topics which should resonate with you and your communities, is not, and what I've asked our team leaders, our work track leaders, to come prepared for, there will be a small slide deck, but really that's just for decorative purposes and reference. What we'd like to do, and there's about 20 minutes, I think, Alan, you've allowed us for each topic.
We have four topics in 90 minutes, so about 20 each part of its presentation, most of which is discussion, hopefully.
Great, because that's what I was going to do. If you can prepare yourselves for questions, discussions, take this into an iterative process, think of this as a roundtable workshop opportunity, and I can assure you your voice, where it resonates with some sort of agreement around the room, will then be noted and heard. All right, so this is an opportunity for input. I'd also like to remind you of where we are up to in the process of subsequent procedures for new GTLD's PDP, and that is we are about to get into the drafting of our initial report. So we are not totally in consensus with a whole lot of recommendations yet, but we are honing in to a set of recommendations that will be going into the initial report and that we will be seeking public comment and input in. But this meeting this afternoon will allow you to have pre-influence and prior discussion on at least some of the topics which Alan's identified as of great interest to our community. So I'd love to see really long speaking lists and 2 or 3 minutes each, because this is a very rare opportunity at a very special time when drafting is about to begin. Thank you, Alan.
The next session that I'll highlight is the one on GDPR, RDS, Who Is. If you're not familiar with those acronyms, either you're very, very new to ICANN, or you need to do your homework. These are all linked together, but multiple different things. ICANN is reacting to the threat of large fines in Europe, and it took us a long time to wake up, but we have woken, and we're actually doing amazing things amazingly quickly. People may or may not like the direction we're going in. We'll talk a little bit about that. We will talk a little bit about the RDS PDP, which should have been addressing these issues and finished by now, but it's 2 years into it, and it's not making very fast progress. And the GDPR implementation may or may not make it easier to come to a good outcome in the PDP. There's multiple views as to whether this is a help or a hindrance. And lastly, there is in parallel with this a specific review going on of RDS, which I have a minor interest in that I'm chairing it. And I'll talk to you a little bit about where that one is going. Not a lot ALAC can do about that other than to when we finally get to the point of commenting, provide some, although we will take input at any time if anyone has any thoughts, but I'll give you a little bit of an insight into where that's going. We are meeting with the Organizational Effectiveness Committee, or a subset of that committee probably, but certainly with the chair and with Leon, on Monday at lunch hour. It's a meeting where it is a lunch meeting. We will be providing meeting. It's very, very tight. We only have an hour total, and that's including gathering our food and eating. It's not clear at this point if it's a box lunch or it's a buffet, but we're going to ask people to organize themselves very quickly. As many of you are aware, this at-large review has now been going on for 3 years since we started the process. It does seem longer. Well, we started talking about it before then, but my reference point is the mailing list was set up in March of 2015. We would like to get it finished one day. We all, you know, as again, anyone who's been around knows that we had significant problems with the review team and the reports. The Organizational Effectiveness Committee, thankfully, was equally unhappy with the report as we were, perhaps for different reasons, but that doesn't really matter. They proposed a way forward of looking at the issues raised and what we were planning to do with it. And that didn't work very well the way it was done. So we are now proposing that we create the plan of how to address the issues raised or rationalize why we don't want to address them. And you will have seen in your mailbox late last night or this morning the semi-final draft version of the document. We'll stop for photography. The program will now resume. I believe Leon agrees that the document that we now have is a good start. It needs a little bit of refinement. It needs some words around it. But I believe it is a reasonable way to go forward. I am hoping the Organizational Effectiveness Committee of the board agrees, and that can quickly go through them, perhaps with some modification, perhaps not, and go on to the board. If that happens, we are then in the position of actually having to implement what we're promising to do. That will be a lot of work, but at least it'll be a relief of working on something productive instead of just writing reports, which I, for one, am getting very tired of doing. So this will be, as I said, a very short meeting, but hopefully we'll come out of that meeting with Khaled saying, yes, this looks like a good way forward, and he's willing to present it to his committee. And if that's the outcome, then we're much farther along than we were before. Do we have a speaker list on this? Olivier.
Thank you very much, Alan. Olivier Crépin-Leblanc speaking. And you've mentioned the length of time that this at-large review has taken. Indeed, at last night's community leaders' dinner with the ICANN board and CEO, the first point that the CEO made when sitting at our table was a question regarding those organizational reviews, quoting the fact that the ALAC one seems to have gone on forever. It seems to be stuck in this ever cycle, as in the moment it will finish its review, we'll probably have to start another one after that. There was a bit of discussion around this. Will there be any
time for us to even comment on the proximity of reviews and the, I believe, 7 reviews that are due to start next year?
2 things. Number one, Joran and MSSI, when they talk about these, conflate the specific reviews and the organizational reviews. They are 2 very, very different things, and I really think it confuses the picture when we treat them as the same. So that's point number one. I have said for a number of years now that I believe we need a review of our organizational reviews. The ICANN has spent an immense amount of time, an immense amount of staff time, and a huger amount, if that's a word, of volunteer time working on these organizational reviews, and I believe the return on investment from them has been pitiful. And even when they end up with things to implement, when you start asking how much substantive benefit was there from implementing what you promised to implement, it's not clear. So I think this whole process needs to be rethought, and I'm now starting to hear that from board members. That's positive. We have Cheryl.
Thank you, Alan. Cheryl Langdonoff for the transcript. I'm pleased that that's brought up.
Can we pause until we stop the echo?
Are we sorted? Excellent. Cheryl Langdonoff for the record. Pleased that that point was brought up because it strikes me if we're looking for some immediate savings to a apparently crisis budget, notice the tone in my voice there, not paying external continuing to pay for a while external independent examiners to do a round 3 of organisational reviews seems like one of those obvious savings. I would suggest we could perhaps bring that into our discussion in the FY19 budget and beyond. Thank you, Alan.
John Laprise for the record. I would echo Olivia's comments because I was also at the dinner last night and Teresa Swinehart commented at our table that the volume and pace of organizational reviews is front and center for her as an ongoing issue for ICANN.org. So they're concerned as well.
Those of us who have been around for a few years not only see the number of reviews as an issue, but the complexity and amount of work involved in the reviews as an issue. And I'll talk about that a little bit when I talk about the RDS review and my perception of how this has been done. We have become very, very administrative focused and not necessarily on productive focused. Effectiveness, I think, is a word we have, is not in the ICANN vernacular at all someday in many days. So that's going to be an interesting discussion. Okay, we have the session with the ICANN board, which we'll be looking at in just a few minutes, and we'll be looking at the questions in both directions and talking about our answers. The session on KSK rollover is a really critical session. It has not been focused on much in at large, and I personally have some significant problems with the draft statement that was written. The KSK rollover, as I hope you know, but there, if not, certainly if not, you must be at this session. By introducing a new DNSSEC key for any DNS resolvers that do look at DNS, DNSSEC, that do use security, if they do not install the new trust anchor, the internet will stop working that day. We have determined that a significant number of resolvers do not have the new trust anchor. As a matter of fact, it's getting worse because of the ones that we can check, the percentage that do not have the anchor is going up. The translation of that is as new people install the current software that will allow us to check, fewer and fewer of them are doing it properly. There is no way that we can centrally check to see if any given DNS resolver is going to do it right. There is no way you as a user can verify if the DNS resolver that you use will do it right. We're assuming most of the big ISPs will, maybe. There are an infinite number, near infinite number of DNS resolvers that were probably installed for small people or for small organizations by some contractor who did their work, charged their money, and went away. Those will break. So the question is, do we do the rollover or do we not? Okay, if we do it, it's going to break for some percentage until it gets fixed. There's no way to roll it out. There's no way to roll back. Once we make the change, it's made. So the question is, do we advise ICANN to make it? We are the only group in ICANN that's supposed to be caring about users. So it's going to be an interesting topic, and we do have to think about it. It's not one of those things that we know what our answer is. And we have a cue. Alberto.
Alberto Soto speaking. We have been doing some work in Lacralo, Alan. I submitted a project, and I had this conversation with our RIR for our ALSs to be a channel to get to over 20 Latin American and Caribbean countries, spreading the information about IPv6 and the key rollover. That was over a year ago. They said, yes, we're going to do it, and I had no news since then. I'm going to go back to the RIR person because I think that's one way to disseminate information, because we are very many, to get to the ISPs and to the chambers, the associations of ISPs, to universities, etc., to anyone who manages the data center that requires IPv6 and the key rollover. Thank you.
And remember, this is not the discussion on the topic. This is just highlighting that we will be having the discussion. We are starting to run out of time. We have a speaker queue, which I'll close now. We have Ricardo and Humberto.
Ricardo Honquist, I will speak Spanish. Solo añadir a...
I echo Alan's words. My main concern with the CCNSOs in small countries. My country, for example, has no DNSSEC implemented. And I'm saying that they should be ready for the KSK rollover. I understand that this would happen with many countries if they are not ready for the rollover.
To be clear, if you do not have DNSSEC enabled, you're safe. You're not going to have a problem. One of the concerns is people will hear what is going on, worry about it, and turn off DNSSEC, and chances are they will never turn it back on again. That's a concern. It's probably the most prudent thing to do. We have Humberto Tijani put his card up after the cutoff. I'll give him a very short intervention, but very short. We are running out of time.
Humberto Carrasco para el
Humberto Carrasco for the records. I will be very, very quick. Chile is a little bit delayed in the implementation of IPv6. That is something we are discussing. And as Alberto was saying, Lacralo has held two workshops with our RIR, one in Peru and one in Chile, on IPv6 last year. Thank you.
Talking about DNSSEC, not our IPv6. Tijani?
Thank you very much, Alan. Tijani speaking. I don't want ALAC to give the message that the ALAC don't want the rollover happen. It must happen. And no, I don't think that there is anyone in this room that thinks that it shouldn't happen. The problem is, are we ready for it? And this is another issue. It was delayed for 1 year because we weren't ready for other reasons. Now there is, as you said, this issue of the resolvers. And I think that we have to highlight the importance of making it prepared and do it properly. Anyway, the Capacity Building Working Group have already organized a session, a webinar about the case care rollover before the date of the rollover that was supposed to be done. And now we will organize two other webinars for this time, and it will be closer to the date that they announced. Thank you.
Thank you. I do advise everyone to actually come to the session and listen to David before you've made your decision. The answers are not as obvious as one might think. We have a session with the GAC, and if Uria, are you prepared to just read the topics so we have some idea where we're going? We may or may not get to all of them.
Yeah, the agenda is as follows. First, geographic names in subsequent new GTLD procedures. Two, interim models for compliance with GDPR. Three, cooperation in capacity building in underserved regions. Four, follow-up to the joint GAC-ALAC statement on inclusive, informed and meaningful participation in ICANN. And five, all other visions.
Thank you. The last session I'd like to highlight is, there's one, two more. We're having a full hour and a half session on brainstorming of how do we propose to track performance and activity among our ALSs and among our individual workers. And when I say individual, I'm not just talking about the unaffiliated members, but the individuals that we identify from ALSs to be active. As will be made clear when we talk about ATLAS, that's going to be an important issue. How do we identify the workers, and how do we identify the potential future workers? It's going to be a very key part of the at-large review implementation, and this will be an opportunity for people just to put forward some ideas. Not necessarily to knock down someone else's ideas, but just start brainstorming and look at the kinds of issues that we want to identify and try to figure out ways that we might be able to work. It's going to be a pretty free-form session, and hopefully we'll end up with something that we can, as we start the at-large implementation and prep for ATLAS, we can actually implement. I don't plan to come out with a plan. Let's just get some ideas on the table. And the last session is one of our wrap-up sessions with Jaron Marby. I would suggest we don't want to talk about budgets with him, because the answer will be, fine, what do you want me to cut from your budget? And I'm not sure I want to have that discussion. We have made a big statement in our comment to the budget and plan that we want fairness. It's not just a matter of which of our cuts should be made when someone else, but I suspect we don't want to go there with that discussion, but there's plenty of other things to talk about. We haven't posed a lot to him. He will certainly come with a number of things he wants to say, and hopefully we'll have enough time for people to pose questions from the floor. And that is the only other thing. I realized from housekeeping we forgot one thing. What we will start doing when we get into formal sessions is we will do a 3-minute timer for a first intervention, a 2-minute timer for all successive interventions, and reduce it to one quite arbitrarily if it starts being apparent that we have a speaker queue that's building longer than will fit in the session. We're going to try to do that. We are not going to use an alarm unless it becomes really bad, but people may start tapping their glasses or something. It's really important that people not overspeak and talk longer than the time given. We will use it with guests when they're replying to questions, obviously not for their regular interventions. Depends on the guest and depends on the interest in the topic, though. And that'll be a chair's call. Last part of our talk is on Action Items Smart. I have been given a note saying Action Items Smart, and I have no idea what that means.
To make them time and to identify a person to make them very clear for staff.
That we don't need to discuss in the whole group. The item was that when we have action items, make sure they are recorded so we actually understand what they mean afterwards. But that discussion was had, and we will do that properly. Olivier.
Thank you very much, Alan. Olivier Capanaman speaking. And just mentioning in advance on our discussion, our forthcoming discussions on FY19 budget and FY19 ABR updates with Becky Nash. If I could just mention, I don't think you have mentioned it, that we just don't focus everything on crop or on travel, but we actually look at other things. You mentioned it this morning in the ALT breakfast. I think it would be good to mention it here with everyone in the room. We have several points to work on. So, yes, let's mention the crop, but then let's also move on with the other things that might be that we need to talk about. So I'll let you deal with that. Thanks.
Thank you. I think I did mention it, but regardless, it bears reminding. And as was pointed out, it's not just the cut. It's how it was done. That's more crucial. Questions for the board, and can we have them large enough so we can, well, it's large enough so I could see it would be nice, but. Is there any way we can make that such that some of us can read it? Getting closer. All right. The first question, and I'm not sure which order we will do them in the meeting itself. We have two questions to the board. The first one is, once it stops moving, in the chair's blog, the Los Angeles workshop recap, Shireen Chalabi mentioned that the board discussed the challenges that we are facing around deciding if something is in the global public interest. Could the board provide the ALAC with more details about the topic and discuss the findings? That question came from Hadja, and is Hadja?
Yeah.
Hadja seems to have disappeared. Okay. When Hadja comes back, we'll mention to her that she is going to be presenting it. Let's wait till she comes back at this point, and we'll come back to that one. The other question was, budgets are clearly going to be a subject of much conversation going forward in ICANN. Do board members, and notice, this is my question, by the way, and I notice I say the board members, not the board, because the board has not necessarily formulated any thoughts on this. Have any thoughts on opportunities to increase revenue? And any thoughts or concerns on how budget reductions might endanger the multi-stakeholder model? My reason for raising that is twofold. Our revenue right now is virtually completely dependent on GTLD sales, on second-level domains. And industry people I've talked to seem to feel that ICANN's lowest estimate is something they would kill for, that it, you know, they're just not seeing that kind of sales. And there are forecasts that revenue could go down significantly. If we are successful, for instance, in combating the use of domain names for spam, for phishing, for a number of other things, we make a lot of money out of those. So where are we looking for other alternatives? And I think that's an important issue. And if we, when we start cutting, we cut the easy cuts, then groups such as ours, but we are not unique, are going to have a very hard time presenting our cases in the multi-stakeholder model, and it becomes even a more unequal model than we have before. So I think it could be an interesting topic. I'm hoping we'll get some actual answers from the board. And we have a speaker queue. Humberto.
Humberto Carrasco para el registro.
Humberto Carrasco for the records. I want to be brief. As I was coming to Puerto Rico, I was thinking that, well, I don't know whether at ICANN, whether the board uses a rule that in good times, part of the income should be saved. In Chile, we call this the rule of the structural superavit. Part of the income, because we are an exporting country, we know that in good times there is 1, 2, or 3% of income that is saved for bad time, for a crisis, so that that time we can use the money we have saved in good times, so that we don't have to cut down on expenses, so that we don't have to face what we are facing at ICANN right now. I don't know whether the board is using a similar rule. It might be a question. I don't know if we could include it right now to pose it to the board.
It's in our agenda, and we haven't talked about the questions that we're supposed to be answering yet. So if we could keep these interventions very, very short, please. Sebastian.
Merci. Je parle en français.
Sebastian Bachelet. Yes, I will be speaking French. First thing I want to talk about is what Umberto just talked about. It's a subject on which there is a discussion right now. How do we put money back in the reserve fund? The reserve fund is there for that reason. Today, after the transition, we have spent money. How do we put money back when we know that the budget is decreasing? The question asked here is we have to be very careful. Can we respond to this question? Can we answer asking other people what they are feeling without actually showing our own opinion is dubious. What do we think about all this in order to absorb our ideas from board members that could be useful, that could actually help us, or could be contrary to the one that we think about the situation? I want to insist, but we have to have a discussion upon the budget, and not only for the parts that concerned us, the expenses that concern us. We need to talk about the global budget. We are one of the organizations that has to take a position on the budget. So this is what we need to do in the next session when we talk about the budget. Thank you.
I'll note that repeatedly we have asked for topics of what do we want to discuss. That one was not raised as something. It's not on the agenda right now. We can try to find some time for it. It's not there at the moment. Are we done? Okay. Hadja, you're back now. The first question that we have on the list was one that you supplied. To give a little bit of background to the people in the group who may not have been around for this whole story, the board is the only group within ICANN that is charged with balancing the various competing interests and looking at the global public interest. Their world was significantly more complicated with the new bylaws that were written as a result of the accountability exercise, because the bylaws now explicitly say if the board is going to determine what the global public interest is in any given area, they must use a community-driven bottom-up process. So the translation of that is the board is no longer allowed to determine what is in the global public interest, and yet their responsibility is to make decisions in the global public interest. That's the problem that they have. And it's a good question, and I don't think they're just starting to discuss it. So I'm not sure to what extent people will be willing to address it. I would suggest when you phrase the question, when you ask it, replace where you say "could the board provide" with "could board members provide," because the board doesn't have a position on this right now. Individual board members might, maybe. All right, the board has asked, we're already over time, by the way, and I'm sorry, we will have to go into the break at this point. The board has asked us two questions. Number one, what are your key goals in 2018? The board is interested in this question to make sure that its own priorities are aligned with the community priorities. And the second one is, what are your most relevant longer-term goals? The board is interested in this question because discussions of longer-term goals and strategy planning will commence soon between the community, the board, and ICANN.org, and that's to build a new 5-year strategic plan. So I'd like some suggestions on what answers might be and volunteers to take the first lead of presenting the first part of that answer. Either of those two questions, is anyone interested in talking about them? Sebastian, please go ahead.
Sebastian Bachelet, I have a question. Is this addressed to ALAC or is this addressed to the members of ALAC, the same way you distinguish between the member of the board and the board? Do they want a unified answer or a response from each one of us?
Sure, they would like a unified answer. If we had spent 15 minutes on talking about these answers and not as much on the questions, we might have come up with a unified answer, although I doubt it. I think we're probably, unless we do something magic between now and the board meeting, we'll be talking about opinions, which means we're going to have to keep them really short and they may be diverse. But it's certainly something we're going to have to decide going forward. Sadly, I don't think we'll be in a position by the time of the board meeting to actually present that, unless someone has some way of going forward. We have Olivier next. We have Ricardo next.
Ricardo Hornquist. Con esa...
Ricardo Hornquist, with that question, planning for the next 5 years term, and well, this should be done with a bottom-up approach, I believe that what ICANN should do is make a real forecast of what it expects its income to be. Because if we don't know what our income is going to be in the next 5 years, nobody will be able to plan. In the past 5 years, we planned for good times because ICANN's income were rising and rising significantly, and that's why we had a reserve fund. Just replenishing the reserve fund, well, it's taking twice as much as we thought, even though we didn't use it for the IANA transition that much. If we don't start planning for the bad times, it will be very difficult to be able to plan everything else.
Planning is exactly what this is about. They are asking us at the bottom of the pyramid, what do we think? I will say the chair of the board has taken a slightly different position than in the past and is determined that as we build a 5-year strategic plan and a 5-year operational plan, we cost them out and we not adopt a plan that we can't afford. That's a rather radical view that we've never considered before. Hadja?
I would say that our answer for the first question should include that we plan to engage and encourage more individuals from across the RALOs to engage and participate more in the policy development of the Internet unique resources. And if we actually promote this and say this is on our top list, this definitely requires and needs a budget. So I wouldn't speak about the budget here at all, but I would rather only concentrate on the objectives and goals that we want to reach.
Thank you. Certainly I would say that one of our main goals in 2018 is the proceeding into the implementation of the at-large review and starting the review and starting the implementation. And a significant part of that is exactly what you said. And I think we now have a volunteer to be the first person to answer that question, unless we find someone else who wants to fight you for it.
Okay. I'll draft something and send it to all.
And we'll talk before then.
Okay.
Sebastian.
Yeah, in English. I think I would like very much, as a long-term goal for our organization, it's to have a systemic review of this ICANN whole organization, because we are starting to see discrepancy, difficulty, competition, and we are not here for that. We are here to be the voice of one of the stakeholder and users, and the organization didn't change really since 2003. It's really a time now after the transition to have this review. And it's not need to be done in 5 months or in 1 year. It's a long-term goal. Thank you.
So that was an answer to the second goal. I'll note we're starting in 7 minutes. The coffee break is one level up. Our speaker is already here. So I would like to conclude this very quickly. Alberto, if you have something that you'd like to say for no more than 30 seconds, you're out. Okay.
Sí, rápidamente.
Very quickly, if the board wants to cut the budget, I understand there are reasons for this. It's not just a management cut. I would like to know if the reasons for lower income is the fact that social media is used for sales and not that we have just one domain to sell that would cost nothing using social media.
Too late to add another question to the board at this point. That has been frozen. They've been given to them. Sebastian, are you willing to take the first lead on answering the second question? All right. Clearly, we have not had enough discussion on this. I'm available. Let's talk about it, and let's, if we get any other nuanced answers to both of those questions, to get someone else speaking, that would be good. So let's talk about it offline. The meeting is adjourned for 5 minutes. That's not a long time. Let's try to be on time for the next session. Thank you.